Chapter 2. The Bet. Every day, Mr. Fogg arrived at the club at 12. First, he had his typical breakfast: some fish, some meat with mushrooms, some cheese, and a cake. Some cups of tea, of course. At 1 o'clock, he went to the reading room. He spent 4 hours reading The Times and The Standard and the Pall Mall. Then he had dinner. At 7, Mr. Fogg's card partners arrived, all rich and respectable persons. "Well, Ralph, what about that robbery?" "I hope the bank won't lose the money. The police sent the detectives everywhere," said the director of the Bank of England. "Have they got the robber's description?" "First of all, he is not a robber at all." "What? A man who stole £55,000, not a robber?" "The Times says that he is a gentleman," said Phileas Fogg. "Listen, 3 days ago a well-dressed gentleman came in the bank. Some minutes later, he left the bank with £55,000. I am sure the police will catch him." "That's impossible. The world is so big. He can easily hide himself in a big European city or in a small Indian village." Mr. Fogg didn't agree with this gentleman. "The world used to be big. It has grown much smaller." "Of course it has," said Ralph. "You can go around the world more quickly now. In 3 months, I think."
"In 80 days, answered Mr. Fogg. "That is what the newspaper says."
From London to Suez, train and ship, 7 days. From Suez to Bombay, ship, 13 days. From Bombay to Calcutta, train, 3 days. From Calcutta to Hong Kong, ship, 13 days. From Hong Kong to Yokohama, ship, 6 days. From Yokohama to San Francisco, ship, 22 days. From San Francisco to New York, train, 7 days. From New York to London, ship and train, 9 days. Total, 80 days.
"Not in practice."
"I am sure it is possible," said Mr. Fogg.
"Well, then, do it."
"Go around the world in 80 days?
"I will."
"When?"
"At once," said Mr. Fogg to his friends. "I bet you £20,000. Will you take the bet?"
"Yes," they answered.
"Very well," said Phileas. "The train starts to Dover at 8:45, and I will take it. Today is the 2nd of October. I shall be back in London, in this room, on the 21st of December, at 8:45 in the evening, or you will get £20,000, gentlemen." The next moment, Mr. Fogg left the club.